BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russia has continued its bombing of Ukraine on the second anniversary of its full-scale invasion of its neighbour. For a second night running, targets in the port city of Odessa have been hit, killing one person. The anniversary has been marked by a meeting of the UN Security Council, which was told by the Secretary General that the conflict was an open wound at the heart of Europe. From New York, Neda Taufik.
Ukraine's allies were eager to show their unwavering support as peace remains a distant prospect. More than 50 foreign ministers and ambassadors, mainly from the West, gathered before the UN Security Council debate and flanked the Ukrainian foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba as he read out a joint statement. It condemned Russia's invasion as a flagrant violation of international law and urged countries not to provide weapons to Russia's military.
The United States has imposed sanctions on Russia's leading shipping company, the state-run Sovcomflot, as it seeks to reduce Moscow's oil revenues used to pursue the war in Ukraine. Washington has blacklisted 14 oil tankers. One of the most powerful lobby groups in the United States, the National Rifle Association, and its former chief executive, Wayne LaPierre, have been found guilty of misspending millions of dollars on perks. A jury in a civil trial in New York found that LaPierre had used the organization as a piggy bank. A court in Austria has given the country's former chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, an 8-month suspended jail sentence after finding him guilty of perjury. Mr. Kurz said the verdict was unfair and he would appeal. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Mr. Kurz was once hailed as a rising star among European conservatives before he left politics in 2021. But this ruling deals a blow to any chances he might have had of launching a political comeback. The court ruled that Mr. Kurz had given false statements to a parliamentary committee investigating corruption in 2020.
The Biden administration has said it's disappointed by the Israeli government's decision to advance plans for more than 3,000 new homes and settlements in the occupied West Bank. This is in marked contrast to the previous administration under President Trump, which abandoned this stance. From Washington, our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken described Israeli settlement building in the occupied West Bank as inconsistent with international law. The statement brings the US back in line with most of the international community, which sees the transfer of any country's civilians to occupied territory as illegal. Mr. Blinken added that he was disappointed by Israel's announcement on Thursday of plans to build more than 3,000 new housing units in the West Bank.
BBC News. Police in Spain have recovered 9 bodies from 2 burned-out apartment blocks in Valencia and say they're still looking for one more victim of Thursday's fire. It had been feared that 4 others were missing, but they've now been contacted. US regulators have charged the husband of a mergers and acquisitions manager at the energy giant BP with insider trading. It follows claims that Tyler Luden profited illegally from overhearing takeover details in business calls his wife made. BP found the wife was not at fault but still sacked her. She's since filed for divorce. Here's our business reporter, Derval Jordan.
It's a cautionary tale about the perils of working from home. Luden and his wife had their own offices just 20 feet apart at their house in Houston, Texas. What his wife didn't know was that Luden was listening in as she helped BP buy a company called Travel Sense of America. Just before the deal went public, Luden bought thousands of shares and made a profit of $1.7 million when the share price jumped. He eventually confessed to his wife, who has not been named, telling her he wanted to make enough money so she didn't have to work long hours anymore.
A court in Tunisia has sentenced the exiled former president, Moncef Marzouki, to 8 years in prison after he was found guilty in charges of attacking state security and inciting Tunisians against each other. He was the first democratically elected leader of Tunisia following the Arab Spring uprising. The American company behind the first commercial lunar exploration has said the Odysseus craft is alive and well, but Intuitive Machines said it had probably tipped over on landing on the moon, coming to rest propped up sideways on a rock. It's now fully charged its solar cells and can begin conducting scientific experiments. BBC News.